they operate in two realities simultaneously. In one universe, they are gorgeous, straight-teethed, long-legged, wrapped in designer fashions, and given sports cars on their 16th birthdays. Teachers smile at them and grade them on the curve. They know the first names of the staff. They are the pride of the Trojans. Oops, I mean pride of the Blue Devils. In universe number two, they throw parties wild enough to attract college students. They worship the stink of Eau de Jacques. They rent beach houses in Cancun during spring break and get group rate abortions before the prom. But they are so cute, and they cheer on our boys, inciting them to violence and, we hope, victory. These are our role models, the girls who have it all. I bet none of them ever stutter or screw up or feel like their brains are dissolving into marshmallow fluff. They all have beautiful lips, carefully outlined in red and polished to a shine. When the pep rally ends, I am accidentally knocked down three rows of bleachers. If I ever form my own clan, we'll be the anti-cheerleaders. We will not sit in the bleachers. We will wander underneath them and commit mild acts of mayhem. The opposite of inspiration is expiration. For a solid week, ever since the pep rally, I've been painting watercolors of trees that have been hit by lightning. I try to paint